show. Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl this last hour. Sam, how do our listeners call in if they want to bite off a piece of what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we can. We have a number you can text or call here, 844-967-2789. One more time, 844-967-2789.
So before the break, I was talking about patriotism and trying to turn on the switch for our listeners at least to either criticize or agree with or at least think about the notion of whether the definition of patriotism and how we treat that subject has been a problem in America. Because in my view, it's a requirement that we be patriots. It's a requirement that we be a patriot to run for office. It's a requirement that we be a patriot to avoid being ostracized by our fellows. And in many respects, that's what you might expect in a country. We all have an obligation to our country and to be patriotic to what it is that's important about the country. But what is patriotism and how do we decide which elements of what the country stands for are the things that we have to stand up for? Have we made it just a hollow kind of a process where reciting the Pledge of Allegiance is sufficient, standing up for the flag instead of kneeling if you're protesting? What is it that makes a patriot? And have we decided that being a patriot is simply a ritual that allows us to turn our back on those whom we disagree with? Apparently we have a phone call. Who is it?
Yeah, we have Tom from Cedarburg calling in for you.
Okay, Tom. Tom, what do you have to say?
Here I am. It's a difficult subject, isn't it? When you look at how people are not getting along in this country now, it's hard to feel patriotic, at least for me at times. I would like to say too that I've listened to you for the last few months, and I'm glad to hear I have some time in the air.
Did you get to hear that, Sandy?
No, I'm sorry. I lost that last part.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying that I'm glad to hear that you're on the air. I've been listening to you the last few months when you've been a guest speaker, and you seem to make a lot of sense to me, I think.
Well, thanks. Sometimes I don't know if I make sense to myself, but this patriotism thing is troublesome to me because it's almost become, for some people, I think that conservatives view being a liberal as being per se unpatriotic, that liberals stand for something which is so corrosive to whatever it is that makes an American, that being a liberal makes people un-American, which is a great deal like what Joe McCarthy was saying back in the early 50s when he was attacking people for thinking differently, and thinking differently essentially made you a communist back in those days. And today I'm afraid that there are those on the right who think that liberal is spelled with a K, like the K that spelled communism back when people were very fearful about the fear of communism spreading from the Soviet Union. To watch Colin Kaepernick be outlawed from the NFL for kneeling in protest strikes me as an extremely strange process in a democratic country where apparently demonstrating like that was viewed as so unpatriotic that he was blackballed. That struck me as something an awful lot like what happened to Navalny in Russia, when Navalny would stand up and criticize his country for what it was doing, and he was sent away. And have we not sent Colin Kaepernick away? Is that not what happened? And did not America cheer for that? Did not the NFL fans turn their back completely on this person who just 1 year before was heroic in their eyes? And should we not be asking questions about that? I mean, is it un-American and unpatriotic to protest? Because in my view, that's what America stands for. That's what America was created for, to create an environment in which you could protest. You could protest from the right, like Trump led his people on January 6th to a protest. Now, that protest turned pretty ugly, but no one suggested that they didn't have a right to gather in that square and protest and to march with signs and protest. And yet, when people from the left were protesting across from the White House, we had troops sent by the White House to clear them away because they weren't patriots. I think we need to seriously look at this question. And I think that we've gotten all wound up in our socks in terms of how we define patriotism and what it's done to us as a country and how it's led us down some very bad paths. And, you know, this problem in the Ukraine is so complicated. And we can look at it now in the rearview mirror after the war starts and decide that there's a bad guy and a good guy so very clearly. And clearly a country that invades another is almost per se under international law a bad guy. But have we had allies who have not done the same thing? What's happening in Israel right now with respect to the Palestinians? What has happened around the world with respect to our allies and how they've treated neighbors and how we've involved ourselves in the wars on a very selective basis around the world, deciding where it's a problem and where it isn't a problem. So I'm with you, Tom. I think that being a patriot can be difficult. I think we are all patriots if we care about America and are trying to make it what it ought to be. And I'm not sure we're a patriot if all we do is applaud America as it is, because Americans can stand outside of, and I'm not, you know, I know how controversial this will be, but when we look backwards in time at Nazi Germany, who was a patriot during the period of the rise of Hitler? Were patriots those who raised their right arm and said Heil Hitler and demonstrated their patriotism publicly? Or were the patriots the ones who were plotting against Hitler and trying to save that country from a very invidious form of fascism that swept over the world, destroyed Germany, essentially, and destroyed a great deal of the world? Who's the patriot in that circumstance? Because back in the 1938, I'm confident that patriotism was defined there much the way it is here. If you criticize the government, you're not a patriot. If you go to a game and you don't raise your right arm like everyone else does, if you don't stand up and recite the Pledge of Allegiance, if you don't stand up and sing the Star-Spangled Banner, you're not a patriot. And so I just think we have to be careful because we can shift America from what it should be and what it was intended to be and what it's trying to be into something that is really quite awful. And I think we need to figure out whether that's happening right now and whether our behavior around the world, running around the world and basically asserting our economic and military power, something that we ascended to by accident in many cases. We ascended to it after World War II because on the continent of Europe, the armies had destroyed essentially everything that was civilized, and we were the lone standing developed country able to have 30 to 40 years of prominence. And then we had the Soviet Union as an enemy. And did it collapse because of us, or did it just collapse of its own weight? And when it collapsed, who was left? The United States again, standing alone. And what is the right way for a country standing alone to assert the power that it has, that has befallen it? Is it right for that country to assert that power everywhere and to instruct other countries how to manage their own affairs? Is it right for that country to use that power to dominate the rest of the world economically? We've had callers last week, Dave, when I was critical of him and kind of got into a conflict with him. The problem was that he thought it was the operation of an evil axis for Russia and China to form an alliance, which together might potentially create an economic powerhouse more powerful than the United States. Is it the right of the United States, and is it our patriotic requirement that we make sure that the United States be the economic dominating entity in the world? And if that's what our objective is, how will that play out in the long run? And what kind of an empire will we build? and what kind of and what kind of a reputation will we have, not only what, during that time period, but afterwards. It's clear to me from my travels around the world that right now the United States' reputation is not great. We are viewed as a bully, someone who runs around the world with a swagger, telling the rest of the world how to behave, leaving the world worse after we assert ourselves in places like Afghanistan and Iraq. So we need to maybe be more self-critical. Maybe we as a people need to not only evaluate our domestic policies, but our foreign policies. And after this next break, what I want to do is kind of revert to talking about domestic policies and some of the ways that our lack of being self-critical has caused us to adopt both domestic and foreign policies that are not very, very easy to support. We have a call.
Al from Milwaukee's given us a call.
Okay. What do you have to say, Al?
Hi, Sandy. Hi. We've spoken before in the past. Earl and I are very good friends. Your definition of patriotism bothers me because my grandfather served in the Army. My mother served in the Army. My father was in the Navy. I had two sons who were Marines. I was in the Air Force. And after what happened to Kaepernick, I won't stand and salute the flag or what have you, but I defended this country. And in the military and as a civilian, I served as a law enforcement officer. And it pisses me off to the fact that when someone else can judge patriotism based upon those things, and they've never served a day trying to protect this nation.
Well, Al, you know, I'm not sure maybe you misunderstood me, because I think you and I are in agreement. I think we shouldn't judge patriotism of others. I think what we should be doing is evaluating what people stand for and what they're trying to accomplish. I don't think it's a requirement to be a patriot to have been in the military, because quite frankly, the way we operate in this country, everyone can't be in the military. But I don't think it makes one a patriot to simply stand up for the military, regardless of what the country is asking the military to do. I think the military is in many respects a victim of our nation's foreign policy. You know, we have people who are very well-intended, who want to get in the military for the purpose of doing good. And then the question is, are we asking them to do good things when we send them off? And, you know, I have many peers my age who are very troubled by what they ended up being asked to do in Vietnam. And they went there because they were drafted or because they volunteered. They certainly were patriots, but it has in some respects destroyed them emotionally and spiritually, because what they were asked to do was not something that a patriot should be asked to do. So I think, Al, I don't think we disagree, I hope you didn't misunderstand me, and I'm glad to hear that you support Colin Kaepernick's, because to me, the notion that someone could express their political view in such a way and then be punished for it was, gosh, if that happened in Russia, we'd be writing articles about it. In fact, we do. I think we have ready for break now, so we'll be back.